Guards in warm environment gear led the three of them into the ruins without speaking a word. Long stone corridors wound up to a watch station overlooking the rugged mountaintops. Within the makeshift meeting room was a rectangular conference table large enough for a dozen people. Beside it stood Bail Organa, dignified and formal in the robes of his office. With him were a straight-backed woman with a careworn face, who could only have been former Senator Mon Mothma of the Bormia sector, and a broad-shouldered man with long graying hair and mustache, the former senator from Corellia, Garm Bel Iblis. Organa nodded in sedate welcome, but his colleagues were more reserved. The apprentice walked without hesitation to face the trio gathered at the table. Bel Iblis stood directly opposite him, in front of the room's northern wall, little more than an open-air overhang, supported by a handful of stone pillars. A snowy clifftop beyond made the entire structure feel precariously balanced between sky and stone, as though gravity might at any moment smash it down. The large stone door slid shut behind them. Juno jumped slightly and stepped to one side, joining the men and women in the uniforms of Corellia, Chandrila, and Alderaan guarding the meeting. At Bail Organa's command, Proxy flickered and adopted the holographic image of his daughter, Leia, broadcast from elsewhere in the galaxy. She, too, nodded in recognition as she stepped up to the table next to her father. "Friends," Bail Organa was the first to break the silence. "Thank you for coming. I know it was a difficult decision. By meeting here, we have all put our lives at risk, as you have on many occasions already." He inclined his head at the apprentice, who straightened at the acknowledgement but said nothing. "I believe that hope exists for a better future. This meeting heralds a time in which we won't need to gather in secret, in which all will live in peace and prosperity, free of the yoke of fear the Emperor has cast over the galaxy. I believe that together we can make your dreams a reality." Mon Mothma nodded.
"We have discussed this at great length," she said. "We agree that the time for diplomacy and politics has passed. It is time for action."
"Well timed," agreed Bel Iblis in a rough, deep voice.
"Logistically,"
Organa went on, "it makes sense to join our forces. My wealth can fund such a rebellion, while Garm will provide our fleet and Mon Mothma our soldiers. We've been working at cross purposes for years now, waiting for the catalyst that would bring us together. I believe we have that catalyst now, and that we would be foolish not to take advantage of it."
"All we needed was someone to take the initiative," said Mon Mothma, speaking directly to the apprentice. "We know we have the power of the Force on our side."
"In short," said Garm Bel Iblis with narrow, cautious eyes, "we've agreed to follow your lead. We'll join your alliance."
"You have saved two of us here already,"
Leia Organa concluded with fierce solemnity.
"If the Emperor thinks he can push us around forever, he's mistaken."
"You're wrong on one point, Princess,"
said a voice from the doorway. The apprentice turned. The doors had opened again without him hearing, allowing Coda entrance to the room.
"The boy saved three of us."
Coda was no longer the disheveled drunk, but a seasoned general. His blind eyes were uncovered, and his boots polished. With three unhesitating paces, he crossed to face the apprentice and put a hand on his shoulder.
"I will join his rebellion too, if I'm welcome."
The apprentice reached up and gripped the gnarled fingers.
"I thought you were still passed out in the cargo hold."
Coda smiled.
"I finally came too."
"It's settled then," said Bail. "Let this be an official declaration of rebellion. Today we vow to overturn the Empire in order that the galaxy and all its peoples will be one day free, be they human or Hamadrius, Wookiee or Weequay. Every sapient being has the inalienable right to live in safety and to fight for that right if it is ever..." The floor shook beneath them. Dust rained from above. Bail Organa's smile disappeared. He pulled back from the table and turned to face his daughter.
"Proxy, cut transmission."
The droid dissolved the hologram and became himself once more.
Another explosion shook the eagle's nest. The apprentice ran to the northern wall and looked out through the stone pillars. A Star Destroyer loomed in the upper atmosphere. TIE fighters raced through the sky.
No,
he whispered.
No!
Behind him, the door blew open, and his denial vanished under the sound of blaster fire and screaming.